that upon which I focus shall manifest to me. And if I am clear with heartfelt vision, surely I shall receive.
The first principle for creating your heart's desire is the most important. It simply states that your thoughts create. Therefore, if you want to create an experience, you must begin by having a clear, focused thought of what that experience is first. The first principle also states that whatever you clearly focus on, you do create, whether you want to or not. Desire directs focus. If your desires are vague, your focus will be blurred, and if your focus is blurred, your experience will be hazy and unmanifested. That's why vague desires never succeed, but clearly focused heart's desires do. Clear focus is the mind's magic wand. It points your creativity in a particular direction and channels your experience to follow it. Whatever you clearly focus on, you create. So you have to ask yourself the most important question in this process. What do I really want to create? What does my heart desire? What is it that I really want? And do I focus on it? Do I have a clear idea? Most people have most difficulty with principle number one because they don't realize just how important, how effective thought is. Start by asking yourself, what do I really want? A lot of people have no idea because they haven't really considered it before. There's several ways to help your focus sharpen and become more intense. The first thing you should do is close your eyes and ask yourself, what is it in my life that I'm waiting for? What is it in my life that I'm hoping will come if I try really, really hard, or if I act really good, or I follow all the rules, or I do as I'm told? We all have these secret desires in the back of our minds that we're hoping will come through if, for some reason, we get lucky. Another way to tune into focus is to ask yourself, what bothers me? What bothers me today? What aggravates me? What do I wish were not present in my life? And if it weren't present, what would I want in its place? I also think a very good way to approach your heart's desire is pragmatically. Start with your physical body because that's your most intense experience. Focus your intention on your body and ask yourself, is there anything physically that I would like to create differently than the experience I'm having today? For example, is it my health that is not satisfying? Is there something that I would prefer to do differently about my health or have a different experience? Is my energy level up? Is my vitality present? Do I feel good? We can't create other things if we're not in a physically comfortable state. So start there, right in your own body. Then maybe you can take one step out and take a look at your home where you live. This environment that you dwell in every day, is it secure, for example? Is it comfortable? Is it peaceful? Does it give you a sense of safe haven? Is there anything that you would want to do differently about your home? Would you like to create, for example, a different interior or a different exterior, or perhaps a different roommate? Would you like to move anyone in? Would you like to move anyone out? Maybe you'd like to move altogether. Be very practical because these are the things that take our attention in order of priority. Move a step further and take a look at your job, where you go every day, or school if you're not in work, or where your vocation or your creativity lies. there anything there that your heart desires that you are not experiencing now? Is there anything that you would want to do differently? Anything you would want to manifest? Is there any goal you would want to achieve? And be certain that you don't look too far in the future, because it's a way to trip you up and sabotage you. My teachers taught me that the best way to focus is to be very immediate, very practical. Ask yourself, what do I want to create this month? This week even? At the most, this year, at the most. Because after that, focus begins to blur and loses its power and loses its passion. Identifying what your heart really wants is the greatest challenge for us all. We can manifest so many things so accurately if we only put our thought on it. That's why so many people are so successful at manifesting what they don't want. They focus on it so well. In fact, they dwell on it. That's the importance of learning about the power of focus, so that you really understand what a magnificent magic wand you possess already. Focus on your relationships. Is there anything you would like to create there? Perhaps someone to spend time with, someone to love, someone to have adventures in life with. Maybe that's your heart's desire. Or maybe it's just adventure. Maybe you're in a rut and you want to create something that will bring a new element of flavor and excitement to your life. What are you waiting for? What is it that you would like to experience now, passionately? This is how you begin creating what you really want. Sometimes students and clients have asked me, well, what if I'm confused? What if I have absolutely no idea? Part of that is due to lack of practice, just really and truly being out of touch and out of the habit of really reflecting on your own heart. If you're confused, I recommend that you spend a little time alone, just getting in touch with what kind of feelings are going on inside you, getting in touch with what kind of voices are running your life, what they're saying, what they're asking for. I also recommend that you take a look at your immediate life. What is out of order? Where are the squeaky wheels? What is demanding your energy now? And what kind of satisfaction do you get from that? If you're involved in anything in your present life that is taking your energy and not giving you satisfaction, what would you want to create instead? Another interesting point is that we have been taught through our culture, through various spiritual beliefs and ideologies, and just generally through a long system of putting others before us, that wanting something for ourselves is selfish. So you may have a block there. My teachers taught me that if you really want to contribute something to the world, then be happy, be satisfied, because you will contribute an example of how to be that for others. Another blind spot to creating what your heart really desires is that we get ourselves out of order. We try to create things out of sequence and out of time. For example, what if you want to create getting a degree in something in college that you've never studied? Well, rather than focusing on getting the degree, begin by focusing on what subject, what university, and where the process begins, not where the process ends. It's like putting the cart before the horse. Whatever you want to create has a natural beginning. So bring your focus to that, to the natural beginning. For example, if you want to create a new home, then you would ask yourself, well, let's begin by focusing on what type of structure. Do I want a two-flat, a condo, an apartment, a log cabin? And then maybe focusing on what neighborhood or what environment do I want to live in, the city, the mountains, the country, a high-rise, a low-rise, a coach house? Focus takes practice, and it really will come more easily if you imagine your internal focus to be similar to the focusing lens of a camera. focus means concentrating your attention on a specific area to the exclusion of other things. Bring your focus to what it is that will relieve your frustration today. Another blind spot is people think we have to know what we want ultimately for the rest of our lives, and it has to be perfect, and it has to be exact, and it has to be right now. The truth is, we can never know what it is we want ultimately. Life doesn't work that way. It's a moving target. It's evolving moment by moment. What you need to ask yourself is, what do I want this year, this season, better yet, this week? Once you learn how to create, you can create anything in due course. Check your tendency also to be a perfectionist, because perfectionist thinking will create constant dissatisfaction. Make a list of those things that bring you most satisfaction in life, that bring you spontaneous laughter, a sense of well-being, a sense of safety, a sense of community or relief. Pay attention to what it is that does affirm your spirit, and follow that line of experience for creating your heart's desire. Think about, for example, what makes you happy, or what gets you excited, or what makes you smile, or gets the fire of your enthusiasm going. We can create anything that we want. You can create anything that you focus on. But one of the important rules is that the focus has to be true. Don't think about what you should create. Think about what you want to create. Think about what it is you would love to experience, not what you should create. You have an inner essence, a creative spirit whose only desire is to bring you creative satisfaction. Are you in touch with your inner creative soul? Are you in touch with your essence? If you've lost touch with your essence, it's important to be practical. At this point, I'd just like to suggest that maybe you're overworked, doing too much, and not giving yourself the proper moment to meet your inner creative spirit. Give yourself a half an hour, for example, in the next couple of days, to commit to nothing else but just sitting and being quiet with yourself. Not even watching TV or listening to a radio, just relaxing and being your own good company. You have to get in touch with your inner self by getting to know your inner self. Create opportunities where there are no outside distractions so that you can tune inward. Sometimes people say, I don't want to do this because it makes me uncomfortable, but you are missing the creative opportunity here. Whatever it is that is going on within you is trying to tell you something. Even if you close your eyes and inside your inner self says, I don't like my life, I don't like my body, I don't like my friends. Well, there's a message there. What kind of life would you like? What kind of physical expression would you prefer? What is your idea of a good friend, a truly wonderful, exciting, adventurous partner? So don't run away from discomfort. Look at it as an opportunity to dig for gold and to find what behind that frustration would be your heart's desire. Some people come and say, my problem is there's nothing motivating me by being uncomfortable or painful. My life is fairly good. I have, for example, a fairly satisfying job, a marriage that's working out. My body, my health are okay, but I just don't have any zest for living. I just have no zest for life. Well, there's direction there too. Maybe it's your heart's desire to have some adventure. Maybe it's your heart's desire to go beyond the familiar, take some creative risks, discover, for example, an artistic or an unlived side of yourself. This also is a legitimate heart's desire. It doesn't all have to be repair work. It can also be creative, building types of desires. Maybe your desire should be focusing at this point on learning more about life, learning more about who you are. Don't forget that not every desire has to manifest on a physical plane. We can have spiritual heart's desires too, getting to know our soul and getting to know our soul mates, our spiritual family.